It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Alrighty, here we go. Welcome to the After Show podcast, Brock Hunter.
The podcast.
So stupid. Little kids, when they find out how to make a noise.
Shut up! God's sakes, I'm going to take you to the adoption agency if you don't stop.
I've been on the road for 12 hours.
I wanted to talk to you about this because it kind of blew my mind, man. It was crazy. I was watching yesterday when Kiki and I were just being bums and just flipping through finding stuff. Watched a couple movies. I'm like, what would you watch now? And I just happened to see this little like docuseries called Inventions That Shook the World.
Okay.
And this is straight up like something made that you would watch when the teacher would wheel in the TV. It was
kind of old school,
kind of campy. It had an intro that was so cheesy. This was made for educational purposes. But it was really cool. So they started 1900s. Then they did the 1910s. And we got through the 1920s. And what's crazy is it's good because it's informative. And they break down four major inventions from the 1900s, from the 1910s, the 1920s. They talked about the first flight. Mm-hmm. And I get what's baffling for me is how many times in this they mention so-and-so didn't even graduate high school. Mm-hmm. The Wright brothers didn't even get to high school.
No.
And they figured out flight. They got man flying.
It's weird, back in the day, I don't know because I haven't really done my full research on this, but a lot of them didn't graduate.
It was
during the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, all that because you just went to work.
You were going to work after seventh grade.
As soon as you could, if not younger, and education wasn't.
What do you think about that?
I mean,
education obviously is key.
It is
number one, and you got to get your education.
I mean, but if you learn reading, writing, and basic math, you're kind of all set to go, especially nowadays.
I believe there are a lot of things that we get educated on in school that are unnecessary,
unnecessary,
that you'll never use in your real, everyday life.
Yeah.
You know, I think schools should cover the basics, but anything hands-on, like internships, that's the one good thing I can say about internships.
Yeah.
I don't agree with the pay, obviously. You guys know that, but... Hands-on work is the best work to train for a job that you want.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
I think, well...
You can only teach so much. You got to do it.
Well, I think school is just to keep kids occupied so parents can work.
I think you're right there, too.
You look at a lot of the stuff, but...
it's kind of like an educated daycare.
Well, here's what I look at, and I know that there's special people out there. Like the Wright brothers obviously was a special group. The guy who invented one of the ones they did was the guy who invented the AM radio.
Oh yeah,
dude! Just his thought process. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
I was going to say, where do you start
with the Wright brothers? And they're talking about they built their own wind tunnel, and on the wind tunnel they had a gauge to show how much drag and how much, and it's these guys didn't even graduate high school. They just decided to do this, and it's pure insanity. It's the same thing with the guy who invented the toaster. That was one of the things. The 1920s was when the toaster was invented. The pop-up toaster that we know now. And here's a guy who just he was going to night school while he worked in coal mines. I know people do that now, but here's a guy who wants a better life for himself, working in the coal mines, going to night school for engineering, was mad because toast, he just loved toast, and it kept getting burnt. So what did he do? He took a toaster, and he worked on it, and he tried different things. And then he's like, I'm going to take this timer because it keeps getting burnt. And he just hooked up an old timer onto it with a spring. Here's a guy who just had an idea and
It's making things more convenient for yourself, and then you figure out, damn, everybody could use this. You know what's the problem with it nowadays? Is there's too many people, and there's too much thought into it now. There's no room for any more inventions.
Well, no, there still are things you just have to look at. I think back then, obviously, there was a lot of things. Obviously, we didn't have, but good luck making a new plane now. I mean, it's just, okay, whatever. We've kind of established certain things, but... It's just the same guy who did radio was the same guy who invented sonar. And it's
I can't wrap my brain around that. See, you know what, the Wright brothers, I can see, because you drop a piece of paper, oh my God, that thing's floating to the ground. There's got to be some resistance there.
Well, and you can look at birds and how birds, like,
boom. And then the guy with the toaster. I mean, you know, you can kind of, okay, heat on the toast, blah, blah, blah. I can wrap my brain around that. But where, here we go, here's an F-bomb. Where the fuck did you start when you were invented radio?
Dude.
There's radio waves in the air. No,
well,
how
see,
do you know?
So that was there. So scientists in the late 1800s discovered that there's waves everywhere. All right? There's radio waves all around us. But then how?
Where?
Hey, where?
Where?
Where are you seeing these waves?
I don't see no fucking waves over here. What, you saying there's a wave over
there? You talking about like an ocean wave? Is that what you're saying? Because I ain't down with that. There's sharks in there. There's sharks in the waves in the sky. But no, but dude, that is. Like the whole time I'm watching this show, I'm just like, just the thought process and the sonar one. Dude, it's crazy. Like, they made this special drum that received and also kicked out messages. Then they did timing. Like, okay, we're going to send this out, the ding, and then they're going to wait for the
ping.
And the reason the guy wanted to figure this out was after the sinking of the Titanic. And he's like, oh, if they would have had a way to detect this. And now every single big boat has sonar. This, and it's kicking it out.
Yep.
Fishing. A fish finder is basically sonar, right. And it's all started from this guy with this big, like, massive copper drum. Uh-huh. It wasn't even that big. So he was, dude, it's mind-blowing. I won't get it. It's just, when you listen to the guy who's talking in the background.
Narrator.
Narrator. Boy, am I good at what I'm doing. Just him talking about, like, oh, well, he had an idea, and he's like, if we could take this, and then he took it to the engineers, and the engineers built this, and it was pulled. It's like, how does your brain even think?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's baffling.
You know, it's wild, too, the like, people educated back in the day. I always look at people back in, like, the 1930s and 20s, and I'm like, you gotta be morons. They gotta be a bunch of, but, you know what? Honestly, they weren't. They didn't have the internet to lean on, so they actually had to like put forth the effort to learn stuff, and it would retain. They'd retain information more, I thought, back in the day. But as far as like inventions, man, I kind of considered myself like an inventive kind of guy. Mm-hmm. I get it from my dad. He's a craftsman. Like he makes things work that aren't supposed to work in certain ways to make it more convenient and better for him and the way he likes it. And I got that gene. And there's so many things that I'm like, yeah, that's a brilliant idea, man. I should patent this. Then you look it up, and it's already there. There's so many minds into it now that it's incredible.
The guy who made sonar and the FM radio, when he died, he had 500 inventions to his name.
Wow.
500.
That's insane.
And not saying that they're all winners. They also talked about the guy who made the parachute. Mm-hmm. And this was shortly after. And then there was a couple, like, but he just figured out a better way to do it. And it was actually a parachute skirt. You wore it on. But that ushered in the next. And you have these people with ideas.
That was the first parachute, huh?
Well,
it was a skirt?
They had other ones. But he's like, there's got to be a better way.
Right.
You know, and things like that. But he made the, and he jumped off a Capitol building to prove that it worked. Now, that's the other thing, too, is these guys, like the Wright brothers.
Yeah.
You know, they
yep.
Orville
prove
Wright
your work.
Got into a fucking plane. All right. He jumped off a dune at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Yeah. It was like, I hope this works. And the first one, like the glider,
he crashed
without dude. Like it was all they had no way to
land.
So it was all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think the landing was as big of a deal anyway because they weren't getting that high. But either way, though, you know, it's nuts. These guys. That just guys and gals. I don't want to exclude it this way. I haven't gotten any women yet, but same thing with the guy who invented the fireman's mask, like the safety mask.
Mm-hmm.
It just
you got to test it,
dude. He did. He actually wore it down into a. They were building a. This was in Cleveland, Ohio. They were building a tunnel underneath Erie Lake, and there was a fire, an explosion. They hit a gas pocket. He went down there. In the mask himself. He's like, well, I got to, you know.
Hope it works.
And he did. He saved two people
works.
Doing it. It's nuts.
Wow.
Dude, nuts. Anyway, but just the stuff that they think of. It makes me feel like a moron.
You ever watch the show Shark Tank?
Yeah.
It's a great show.
Yep, I do.
I love that show.
You and I have had a couple ideas. I think we should take it to Shark Tank. Really, I've always thought about that because all you need is that one invention. You need that one thing.
It'll set you free,
that
man.
That makes people's lives easier. Oh, they talked about Gillette, the guy who made the disposable razor. Mm-hmm. And, like, the process of that. And that's it's nuts how the minds work on these people and how you think of it in the trial and error. And a lot of them, it takes a couple years.
You got to get there first.
Yeah.
And now there's so many regulations and hoops you got to jump through and, you know. It's just like, all right, I'll just buy it on Amazon.
Exactly. I'll wait for someone else to invent it. But if you can make one thing, whether it's a novelty or not. See, I want to make a novelty item because those don't take as much, you know. Like we talked about the dildo putter.
Yeah. The putter grip.
The putter grip.
Shaped like a dick.
Patent pending, by the way. Patent pending.
Pretty funny.
Look, but novelty, because people waste their money on the pet rock.
Yeah.
The guy who invented the pet rock made millions of dollars, and then that was it.
It's brilliant.
It is brilliant.
Brilliant.
And
so
there you go.
Stupid, it's brilliant.
So stupid, it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. But people want that.
People buy it.
People buy it.
Yeah.
We have a Billy Bass, a singing fish,
yeah.
A stupid wall-mounted singing fish that after the fourth time, you're like, all right,
yeah.
I shouldn't have bought it. I shouldn't have purchased this thing. It's dumb.
But
yeah.
They're used on eBay right now for like $50.
And that guy is just he's retired now in the Poconos.
Killing it.
For an invention. It's just nuts. If you get a chance, it's like it's called Inventions that Shaped or Shook the World. And I think it's on Prime or Netflix anyway. But it's fun to learn. And it is cool to see how these minds work.
You see the guy who invented a, it's basically just regular attire that you wear that's it's got woven Kevlar in
yeah.
it. And he goes on his YouTube channel and puts a shirt on and draws a gun and shoots himself in the stomach. Point blank.
But you think about it, it's just like those,
proved his work.
Like those guys flying in a plane, like the guy with the parachute jumping off a Capitol building.
Yeah.
And it worked.
You gotta prove yourself. Yeah.
Prove it.
You know what an interesting fact to learn would be how many people died trying to prove their inventions.
Oh, I am
probably a lot.
A lot. I guarantee there's a lot.
You know,
yeah.
Somebody had to go down in that submarine.
Yeah.
You know, that first one built.
Yep.
How terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, can we just use a monkey or something?
Dude, that's the other thing. Think about it, is that sonar was also, there were submarines made before sonar.
Right.
What?
So
what?
You just floating around.
Yes.
Not even on top.
We're going to take this boat and we're going to go under the surface. No, absolutely. And I'm going to be in it. I'm going to be in it. No, no, absolutely not.
Dude.
How about you go fuck yourself? Because I'm not getting in that thing.
Submarine sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm done.
You know,
throw me in jail for treason. I ain't getting in that thing. Yeah. Will I be above water in jail? Okay. Sounds good.
That's fine.
And not in a tin can that somebody welded together.
I'll take it.
You sure all the welds are good on that?
Eh.
Anyway, all right. Well, there you go. It's nuts, man. It's fun to learn about
the inventions. It's wild. And you know what? I think we can end it with this. You know what's amazing? The amount of innovation and in progression we made in the past 100 years.
Yeah.
Compared to the rest.
It really was.
You take 1,000 years, and then you just take the last 100 and how many inventions and what life is like in that 100.
Basically,
compared to the other 900. Dude, it is insane.
You think about, basically
we're
19.
We're living through this, dude. Yep. We could have been born in 1782.
Yep.
You know, who knows?
Yep.
We just so happened to be born in 85 or 86 where you were born.
We could have been born in the year 2200.
Yep.
And all of it would be,
who knows?
What else can we do? I feel like there's got to be a bubble at some point. It's like, all right, we've invented everything.
You know what I think? Here's what I think. Here's my opinion. Everything is very innovative, exponential, and it goes faster and faster as it goes.
Yep.
It's going to be a large invention, just much like the internet. So the internet was invented, and then basically every other invention around that time had something to do with the internet. The internet is the base of that most inventions, a lot of inventions. Yep. I think it's going to have to be something like the internet to be invented to take us to another level.
I just don't know other than
you know
like
what it's
a cure-all for diseases.
That's good. That's a good one. You know what I think the next one's going to be? And if it's not already here, which it probably is.
Sex robots?
Yeah, I know you were going to say that. Wireless power.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the next massive world-changing event.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it. Wireless power, that dude, the doors open wide open if you got that.
Well, and we already kind of have.
It's close.
You have wireless chargers.
Yeah.
Which are funny, though, because think about
it. It's not really wireless.
It's not. It's still plugged in. And also, too, think if you want to charge your phone, a cord is still better because you can use your phone. If it's on that wireless charger, you can't use it.
I've never had one. I never had a
design. You got to get a special battery for it and all that stuff. And anyway, dude, it's nuts, man. And I always think about it. You know, I watch news and I'll see like, oh, you know, scientists had a breakthrough in this or a breakthrough in this. A world-changing event, a world-changing invention.
Really hasn't been one since... The internet.
The smartphone?
I mean, the internet. I mean, that base is from the internet.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, yeah, I think. No, but I mean, cell phone technology. I think the smartphone, making it portable, making the internet portable and changing the way we use our technology devices, that really changed a culture. It changed our culture because you can't go anywhere now without your phone.
No.
Or you don't. You know?
No. Yeah, I'm. If you think about it, everything bases around that. Cell phones wouldn't be cell phones without the internet.
Yeah.
I mean,
or they wouldn't be smartphones.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to look. I mean,
I think there's a distinction between smartphone and cell phone. Mm-hmm. Because you can have a cell phone without the internet. You can.
What was the one before the internet? Combustion gas?
No. I think probably
gas,
major one. No, because combustible gas engines were Henry Ford was around for
type
that.
Type into Google the single greatest invention of all time. See what Google says. It'd be interesting if they have an answer.
Wheel or axe? Think about the wheel.
Oh yeah, that's classic.
Yeah, that's a good one. It does say the internet
is the single greatest.
Computer is number two. Light bulb is compass. Written language. I mean, they're written language, you know?
Wow, you wouldn't have the internet without written language.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, everything's got to come from something, you know? Like,
think about the wheel and axe.
Dude,
if
it wasn't for the wheel, you're not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
And you're not inventing stuff. You're not, I mean, that's crazy.
It's weird, dude.
If you really want to get down to it, it's got to be the wheel, man.
Well, and look at all the other, think about, you know.
Fire, you don't invent fire, though.
Yeah. Well, no, you didn't invent it, but finding a way to harness it,
yeah.
You know, or making your own fire, you know, it probably, I don't know how they did it back in the cavemen. They had to wait for a lightning strike or until they figured out like, oh,
Keep it going, man. Don't let that fire burn out.
And they didn't. I mean, that's the big thing. You keep that fire going. Yeah. That's what it is. But hell, it goes out.
It's wild.
Uglug and bleep.
Uglug.
Yeah, dude, it is. It's, we think about that. I mean, you think about ships. You think about the guy who invented the sextant to navigate on the open seas. Mm-hmm. They're just out there floating around before?
Here's what we need to invent. This will be huge if we can do it. How to record dreams.
And see, I think scientists have said they just can't do it. It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
Which I don't think anything is impossible.
It's
There's,
not.
You know?
That'd be wild.
Dude, that would be so wild.
Check my YouTube channel out, man. I got like four dreams up there from the past week.
That would be addicting.
You know?
You couldn't wait to go to bed. You'd be doing things to alter your dreams. We try it now.
See, that's another thing. If you can record them, you're probably going to be able to manipulate them.
Yeah.
You know? Just have a sex dream every night with any...
I guarantee that's
any,
what all... Every
anybody
guy's,
you want.
Actually, that's probably not a good thing.
I know.
So my wife's going to see a big... I'm not in a single one of these dreams. It is nothing but busty blondes... You pervert!
You couldn't upload any of them to YouTube.
No.
They'd all have to go to Pornhub.
Not safe for work.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Pornhub Dream Channel. There you go.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Anyway, all right. Well, that'll do it for us. It's fun. Read up on inventions. It's always cool to see where we've come from and where we're headed. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great stuff out there, and it's just fun to learn. So
be innovative. I mean, we are. But
if you got an idea, you know,
let it
fly. Figure it out. All right. How about an invention where you don't zip your donger up into your zipper?
It's impossible.
I just do it every time.
Not with the size of this hog. No, that's
mine
not
just
true.
Always gets the tip because it's straight. That's a button nose. Anyway, of course, we've ruined it. We had a nice podcast and we ruined it. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to check out the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial, and we'll see you guys next time.